Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Putting up the Christmas tree and the decorations and spending time with family and et cetera, et cetera. And I completely hijacked by another self-inflicted wound at Michigan. And you have to, I mean, sometimes they're their own worst enemy. And it's happened again. And it's got to stop, and that's a whole nother big picture. But Gator, what was your reaction when you saw the news regarding Sherrone Moore?
Well, we have to specify which times,
news. Let's start with the news that he was fired.
Okay, so I was sitting in the chair in the front of my house, so with the dog on my lap in front of the fireplace, enjoying the early evening, and scrolling through Twitter, and then I came across it on Twitter. I was like, whoa. I'd literally gotten a text from my niece like 30 seconds earlier, and I didn't look at the text yet. I was looking at this. I'm like, wow, what is it? What's going on here? So I was shocked. I guess I was shocked because the rumors that had been floating around pretty loudly over the last couple of weeks, there was some kind of truth to it, whatever it was. But when you see fired with cause, you're like, okay, that means that they've got a airtight consideration that he's got to go. So, okay, that's interesting. And yeah, the initial reaction for me was there was a smile on my face because it's the Michigan State thing, and we heard all the stuff about Mel Tucker and all that, and now here it is, Sherrone Moore.
I want to be clear, you did not hear it from me.
No, I understand. I'm just saying that's it's where it is. So it's just a little bit of a comeuppance, you know, cheat on the field, cheat off the field, and then it takes a turn. I don't know how much later it was, maybe an hour and a half later, I guess, that it starts to circulate that the police were involved, and then it takes a real serious turn, and there's no fun in that. And how I feel this morning, no fun at all. There's no joy in watching a meltdown take place like this.
It's a crash out.
Yeah, this is a mental meltdown that happens in real time, and it's sad. It affects real lives. I feel terrible for his family. These were his decisions that he made. You know, you can say whatever you want about him, but the family I feel bad about. There's just so much. There's so many layers to this to try to figure out what is what. My initial reaction was if they finally. If all this is true, and clearly hours later, it seems like, yes, there's a lot of truth to this, then this is just another scandal for Michigan. And my first thought goes to, well, they've already cleared up that the coach is gone. How much longer before the athletic director
could be
is gone too? And are they going to let the current athletic director Are they going to let him lead the search for the new coach, or are they going to do things the right way? And that is, let's clean house, because this has been scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal since Jim Harbaugh was hired.
So if they need to figure out his culpability as far as not knowing. I will say this. The university has a tip line. That tip line for anonymous tips, they get tips all the time. And in this era, you investigate all of them. And they got a tip on this, and they investigated, and they got vigorous denials from the parties involved. Now, the question is, did they check out with any other investigation? Was there more? Was it okay? Do we look into this anymore? Did they say, okay, cool. I mean, was it really serious and seriously an investigation? They need to take a look at that. There is, just to kind of add to the story in the background of the story, there is, this stuff had been on the internet, okay? Rumors had been out there, but no mainstream media had picked it up. And there's a reason for that, but no mainstream media had picked it up. But when you see this stuff out there, that doesn't mean you don't look at for the veracity of it. And so last week I made a call, and that call, what I got in return was, look, this is part of what comes in. It came into the tip line. It's been investigated. It's been denied. And at that point, it didn't mean they were done investigating, but at that point, there was no credible evidence to say that it was true at that point in time. And I said, is there more to come here? And they said, well, if there's more information that comes in, yeah. I mean, it's not necessarily over, but at this point. So that changed apparently yesterday, that more information came in and they fired him. And, you know, what's happened after his firing is sad. And I feel for a lot of innocent people involved here. There are a lot of innocent people hurt by this. And you're right. The athletic director, Ward Manuel, and his staff, the university needs to take a look and see, okay, how thorough was this investigation? How seriously did they take it? Did they do their due diligence? Because if they didn't, then yeah, I don't want that person leading the search. They need to clean house. If indeed they find that that's the case, if they did their jobs and, you know, did what they're supposed to do to the letter of the law and followed university policy, well, then that's a different thing. Now, you may not want him making that decision anyway. And that, you know, that's up to, I guess, people to decide and the university to decide. But whatever it is, they need to do that quickly. Okay. I wouldn't rush into hiring a new coach. I would rush into who's making the decision. I don't think I would leave that long. Because let's say you're going to replace Ward Manuel. Now you've changed the focus of your search. Your search is on an athletic director. Because that's the person making that decision. And there is a timeline that I wouldn't be 100% adherent to, but I would be certainly trying to have some respect to that timeline. And that is a week from tomorrow, Alabama plays a football game. Now, is Kalen DeBoer the number one with a bullet candidate for this job? He may be.
He's the odds on favorite.
And would he take it? I mean, there have been reports that he lobbied for the Michigan job in the past. So if indeed you can get Kalen DeBoer, you, with respect to his current situation, have 8 days to have the person in place, if it's not Ward Manuel, and I would suspect we're going to find out soon whether or not it's going to be Ward Manuel. And for a place with a lot of smart people, the University of Michigan has a lot of smart, well-educated people. There has been some terrible decisions made, okay, that have accumulated, and the brand, the Block M, can only carry you so far. There needs to be a long, right now the university has an interim president. Maybe that's the first move, is figure out who the president of the university is, then figure out who the athletic director is, then figure out who the football coach is. But I have no idea how to run a football team, coach a football team, never claimed to. No idea how to run an athletic department, never claimed to. No idea how to run a university. But I think I know what lack of leadership might look like. And it might look like what it's going on at Michigan right now. They need to get that in order, because the self-inflicted wounds have to stop, okay? There is a reason why today on ESPN, they're talking about every possible candidate you can think of. because the Block M historically is a brand that's carried some weight. But if you keep abusing that, it's not going to carry as much weight. It's not going to. I don't think this situation is unsalvageable, but there's something I've talked about on the air forever, Gator, and it has to do, and it's in context with the Lions. It's what I call nonsense.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Stuff that gets in the way of winning. The nonsense of what happened with the scouting, the whole scouting thing with Connor Stallions, they didn't need that. They didn't need that at all. When he left, they continued to win. They didn't need it. It was an unnecessary thing. Now, where that fell under was Harbaugh blissfully unaware? Was he just careless? Whatever. We don't need to relitigate that. But my point is, there's too much nonsense at Michigan right now. And it drives the fan base crazy. And that Block M, it might carry them through this, and they might get a great coach out of this. But they need leadership to step up because there's too much nonsense. And it's not going to carry, you know, you can ruin a brand. You can ruin a brand. That's a whole nother aside. But I think they have to take a long look in the mirror and evaluate how this has been allowed to happen and how stuff like this is allowed to happen. And maybe they followed to a letter of the law how they should handle an investigation into internet rumors. Because I will tell you, there's a lot of fiction on the internet, okay? And everything that is said on the internet is not true. This one had grown up, this one got some legs, this one had some steam, so much so that Michigan indeed had investigated. But if that investigation includes either a shoddy investigation or any form of cover-up, then I think that there needs to be changes. And they need to do it quickly, and they need to get people in place for the next era of for the university's reputation and for the athletic department's reputation. They need to get that right. 248-539-9797. Phone calls and feedback. It's Carson Anderson. Lots to discuss with this. We are going to do the blitz thingy coming up, but we will get to that today at 10:30. Obviously, this is going to carry us throughout the show. Michigan fans, watch your reaction. What do you think of what is going on and what needs to happen next?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.